But I don't want to be awake.
Morris nodded patiently. Benson had gotten pre-op medications half an hour earlier. They would be taking effect soon, making him drowsy.
How's your mouth?
Dry.
That was the atropine beginning to work.
You'll be okay.
Morris himself had never had an operation. He'd performed hundreds, but never experienced one himself. In recent years, he had begun to wonder how it felt to be on the other side of things. He suspected, though he would never admit it, that it must be awful.
You'll be okay,
he said to Benson again, and touched his shoulder. Benson just stared at him as he was wheeled down the corridor toward OR-9. OR-9 was the largest operating room in the hospital. It was nearly 30 feet square and packed with electronic equipment. When the full surgical team was there, all 12 of them, things got pretty crowded. But now just two scrub nurses were working in the cavernous gray-tiled space. They were setting out sterile tables and drapes around the chair. OR-9 had no operating table, only a softly cushioned upright chair, like a dentist's chair. Janet Ross was in the scrub room adjacent to the operating room. Alongside her, Ellis finished his scrub and muttered something about fucking Morris being fucking late. Ellis got very nervous before operations, though he seemed to think nobody noticed it. Ross had scrubbed with him on several animal procedures and had seen the ritual. Tension and profanity before the operation, and utter bland calmness once things were underway. Ellis turned off the faucets with his elbows and entered the OR, backing in so that his arms did not touch the door. A nurse handed him a towel. While he dried his hands, he looked back through the door at Ross, and then up at the glass-walled viewing gallery overhead. Ross knew there would be a crowd in the gallery watching the operation. Morris came down and began scrubbing. She said,
Ellis wondered where you were.
Bringing down the patient, he said. One of the circulating nurses entered the scrub room and said,
Dr. Ross, there's somebody here from the radiation lab with a unit for Dr. Ellis. Does he want it now?
If it's loaded, she said.
I'll ask,
the nurse said. She disappeared and stuck her head in a moment later.
He says it's loaded and ready to go, but unless your equipment is shielded, it could give you trouble.
Ross knew that all the OR equipment had been shielded the week before. The plutonium exchanger didn't put out much radiation, not enough to fog an X-ray plate. But it could confuse more delicate scientific equipment. There was, of course, no danger to people.
We're shielded, Ross said.
Have him take it into the OR.
Ross turned to Morris, scrubbing alongside her.
How's Benson?
Nervous.
He should be,
she said.
Morris glanced at her, his eyes questioning above the gauze surgical mask. She shook her hands free of excess water and backed into the OR. The first thing she saw was the rad lab man wheeling in the tray with the charging unit on it. It was contained in a small lead box. On the sides were stenciled Danger Radiation and the triple blade orange symbol for radiation. It was all faintly ridiculous,